Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise God and welcome to another edition of Arise and Shine Global Ministries. My name is Daryl Hikes and I will be your host for the next 29 minutes and 45 seconds. So let's pray and just get right into the program. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for another opportunity of being able to minister your word. I thank you that as your word goes forth, that it falls upon hearts that are ready to receive and ready to hear what you would have to say concerning heaven, hell, the lake of fire, their lives, their decisions, and anything related to your kingdom, your power, your love, your grace, your mercy. We just want to get the word out there so that people can be blessed, that they can make some quality decisions and understand the seriousness of accepting Jesus during a time by which, you know, he's acceptable. You know, there's going to come a time to where people are going to get the opportunity. We don't want that time to come and people are not prepared or they're not ready, or they leave this planet early and they just never heard the gospel. They rejected the gospel. So today's program is dedicated to making sure we get the word out so that people can make a good quality decision. And it's in the wonderful, mighty, majestic, awesome, glorious name of Jesus that we pray. And if you heard that prayer and you agree with it, then just say amen. You know, it's pretty interesting how you just do not hear much talk about heaven, hell, the lake of fire. You know, I go to funerals. Well, you know, that's another thing. We say you know a lot. And well, I do. And you may not know. I've been to funerals to where people will stand up and they'll say all these wonderful things about a person and just, you know, they're looking down from heaven. And maybe they are, but are you sure? Because if I have a conversation with you and you tell me that you do not believe in God and you know, you're an atheist and so forth, I'm not going to say you went to heaven. That would be a violation of what you told me. Because if you say you do not believe in God, you do not believe in heaven, you don't believe in hell, you just don't believe in anything, you believe, you just choose what you believe in. I have to take you at your word, because that's every human being, that's what you have your word. You know, and eventually, if I ever want to figure out things about people, I just stand back and let them talk. And it's, you know, I hold myself true to the same standard. I hold myself to the same standard. But instead of me doing all of, you know, this talking, I guess the introduction should have been, hey, it's a great Sunday, all is well, you're going to have a wonderful day tomorrow, you know, God willing, and I'm just excited, and I just want to say thank you for even tuning in to this broadcast. So the topic or the subject we want to talk about, like I said before, heaven, hell, and a lake of fire. Now, let me make these statements. Heaven is the eternal home for those who have accepted God's offer, which is, well, I'll tell you about it later. The lake of fire is the eternal home for those who have not accepted God's offer. And I'll explain what God's offer is before we get off the airwaves or before we get off the internet tonight or Blog Talk Radio. So, and thank you to Blog Talk Radio for remaining neutral. You know, people can broadcast as long as it doesn't violate certain rules and guidelines. But it's just great to have an outlet by which you can come on and you can, you know, we can share the gospel, we can talk about hot topics. You can talk about just about anything you want. And so I just want to say thank you to Blog Talk Radio for having this avenue available. Okay, let's see. Let me say this first. Before I get started, I need you to allow God, G-O-D, to be true. Just allow God to be true. Because what happens is we get, there are so many lies out there to where people are having challenges, just deciphering what's a lie, what's the truth, what should I believe, everything. Well, give God the opportunity to just be true. And if you have your Bibles, and if you don't, I'm going to read, but I'll be reading out of the King James Version. I like to keep it simple. I think that's smart to just, you know, start with the King James Authorized Version, and then if you want to read out of a different translation or a different version, and you know, praise God as long as you get in the Word. That's the key. Romans chapter 3, and look at verse 4, and this is the King James Version. It says, God forbid, yea, let God be true, but, and I need to flip the page, but every man a liar, as it is written, that thou mightest be justified in thy sayings, and mightest overcome when thou art judged. Basically, let God's word be true. Use God's word in situations. Get it in your heart, and it'll come out of your mouth. Just get the word in your heart, it will come out of your mouth. And you know, I understand people. As far as scripture memorization, I'm all for that. You know, sometimes you just gotta just, you know, help Jesus. Just, I don't mean like help Jesus in the sense like he needs your help. But he does need your help to a certain extent because, you know, we are Jesus' eyes, we're his hands, we're his feet, we're the ones that are responsible for allowing the Holy Spirit to operate through us so we can be a blessing to people. So let God be true. And everyone, don't go around calling people a liar, but let the word be the truth. If the sickness attacks your body, let divine healing be true. Take the medicine, go to the doctor, but just remember you are the healed protecting your health. So you were healed before you got sick. Otherwise, sickness wouldn't make sense. That's like you have to have an up and a down. You have to have an in and an out. You have to have an over and an under. You have to have good. Well, not, you don't have to have good and evil. I'm just, but if there was no, if divine healing is the, it's the standard. The sickness comes around to try to take away the divine health. So you have something to remember. You have something to get back to. That's why you fight the good fight of faith for your finances, for your healing, for your deliverance, for your success, for your children, for your marriage. See, God sets a standard, and then we do what we're supposed to do to maintain the standard. Right. God set the standard for marriage. So we do what we need to do to maintain the standard for marriage. Now, are there people that are going to do what they want to do? It's been going on all through history. But that doesn't change what I know to be right in my life and what works for me. Now, somebody said, oh, you know, to each his own. And it, well, to a certain extent, yeah. But the problem is when your own is starting to affect my own, that's when we need to talk. Because you can't expect me to just discard all of everything that I believe just for the sake of not offending you when you're willing to offend me and just expect me to just celebrate whatever it is you want to do. I'm not going to do that. I don't think it's right. Doesn't make sense to me. You know, we both can coexist on this planet, but you can't just, okay, so Romans chapter 3, verse 4, so let God be true and every man a liar. Now go to Hebrews chapter 6, and let's look at verse 18, where it talks about God. I went one book too far. Let's see. James, and there's Hebrews before James. Okay, so Hebrews, and that's, so in the morning, ladies, you tell your husband that He brews the coffee. Okay, I know. You all are just, that was hilarious. I get it. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 18 says that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we must have a strong consolation who have fed, we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us. So two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie. See, when God gives a promise, he doesn't go back on it. He said it. It's a deal. So there are two things that basically, those two immutable things, one is the promise, and the other one is the oath. So he gives a promise, and he gives an oath. When he gives a promise, it will come to pass. When he gives an oath, he can't go back on it. That it's not in him. And I think there's another scripture in Numbers that says, God is not a man that he should lie, nor the Son of Man that he has to repent. So Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Hebrews 13:8. So God, when he said, that's why he doesn't play around with words, because he understands the power of his words. If he said it, it's coming to pass. It will happen. Because that's how he uses his faith. When he speaks a thing, it comes to pass. When we speak, do those things that we speak come to pass? Imagine if you got everything that you said just today. Man, I'm always broke. My kids are stupid. Things never work out for me. So we need to start renewing our mind with the Word of God so we can start speaking or confessing in line with what God said. God says you're the head and not the tail, above and never again beneath, blessed going in and blessed coming out. He says you're righteous, you're whole, you're delivered, you're successful. These are the things. He's got a good plan for you. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. He's got a good expected end. His thoughts towards you were good, to give you a future and a hope. See, we need to start speaking what God has been saying about us versus what maybe a uncle or an aunt or maybe a grandparent or even your parents. Maybe they said some things they shouldn't have said about you or to you that impacted your life. So God can't lie. So I'm just asking you today, just allow God to be true. Okay, just even if it's just for the sake of this program. Now, another thing, you have to establish that the Bible is the Word of God. And, you know, I've heard people say, well, it was written by men, and you know, well, your newspaper was written by a man, and, you know, we believe the newspaper. So just trust that this is God's Word. Whether it was written by a man, a woman, a typewriter, you know. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15 says, And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, which means it's God-breathed. So what God would do is men would be walking along, and then God would speak to them, and they would write it down. I do it, you know. When God, not all the time, but God will speak something to me, and I'll get a piece of paper, and I'll write it down. I think back in 2000 and maybe 17, God spoke something to me, and I wrote it down. I gotta go find it. And what it said was, it said, the time has began to where the separation has begun, the sheep and the goats. And so we're seeing that in our society right now. And I wrote that down something like 4 years ago. But we're seeing it. We're seeing where people are, you know, they say they're a Christian, but then, you know, we need some evidence, because it's easy to say, well, this is what I do and this is what I practice. If you squeeze a lemon, your lemon juice is coming out. If every time Satan pinches you, you cuss everybody out, we got to work on something. I'm not saying you're not saved. But what I am saying is that we got work to do. I got work to do, too. Trust me. I have work to do, too. So we just said, okay, all scriptures give my inspiration of God, and it's profitable. Look at that. You can profit from it for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Instruction in righteousness is how to live right. Wrong thinking will lead to wrong living. Pastor Creflo Dollar, he says that, and I finally got it. If you think wrong, you're going to live wrong. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So I think it was put in a way, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. You have to say it to where the comma has to be in the correct place. Because however you think, that's who you are. So if we can dominate your thinking with negative thoughts, we can get you to live a negative life. If we can dominate your thoughts with godly thoughts, then you'll live a godly life. And godly is not necessarily long white skirts and no makeup and stuff like that. And you know, you got to pray three times to the. That's not what we're talking about when it comes down to a godly, holy life. Holiness is being one with God. It means thinking the same, walking the same. It's your walk of life. And the word walk is translated behavior and manner of lifestyle. If we hang out with you on a daily basis, would we see God? Would we see the manifestation of the Holy Spirit in your life? How you respond in traffic? What will we see? All right, so all scriptures given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. This is the word of God. So, like I said, just if it's just for the sake of this program, just let God be true, and then just let the Bible be your guide. Let it be God's word to you. Let it be His basic instructions before leaving Earth. B-I-B-L-E. His basic instructions before leaving Earth. To you, okay? Getting saved is the most important decision you'll ever make. Why? Because every human being ever born was on their way to hell and then a lake of fire. Now, for those that got born again, you came off that path. We came off that path, and now we're on the path that's leading back home, which is heaven. See, heaven is headquarters for all humans. You're born, you come to the earth, you live on the earth. Your job is to kick Satan behind and to establish the kingdom of God while you're on the earth. And then you're gonna go to heaven. You'll be caught up, or some people just go ahead and go now, just out of the body in the presence of the Lord. And so you go to heaven, and at some point in history. I don't know if it's really history, because we're all going to be judged, everybody. It's the great white throne judgment. And so you're going to be judged. And then if you never accepted Jesus, if you died, and then what's going to happen, hell and the grave, hell and the sea are going to deliver up, they're dead, and then everybody's going to stand before the great white throne judgment. And then there are going to be some books open. Well, I guess we're going to get to that in just a few minutes. Okay, so getting saved is the most important decision you'll ever make. Why? Because at one point I was, and there are others, who were destined for the lake of fire, but then we made a decision about Jesus. But then there are people who are still on the path to the lake of fire. And we don't want you to be in that situation, because you don't want to realize that the hell is real as a result of you having to go to hell. That's not the time you want to find out that it's real. So here's a question. How did we get in all of this? How did all this, you know, the sin and evil, and why is there so much evil in the world, and Why does God allow babies to die and be born defective and, you know, stuff like that? Well, first of all, God didn't do that. God doesn't do that. God is a loving Father. He does not put sickness on people to teach them a lesson. I can tell you the stove is hot without taking your hand and putting it on the stove. I can tell you that if you do not work a job and you have a family, they're going to suffer. You're going to suffer, and you stand a chance of losing them. I don't have to fire you to get you to understand that that's, you know, that's going to happen. You know, we kind of, we blame God for things that Jesus said, in this world you're going to have trouble, but be of good cheer because I've overcome the world. And how do you overcome the world? Even our faith. So faith in God is what overcomes the world. And the joy of the Lord is your strength. So if this world can take your joy, it can take your strength. And if it takes your strength, you're not strong and you can't fight. So you can't fight the good fight of faith if you don't have any strength. And that's how people wind up getting defeated. So, and the faith of God is the word of God. That's how you build it. You know, the Bible says, I think it's in Titus, that by when you pray in the language that God gave you when you got born again, you build yourself up upon your most holy faith by praying in the Holy Spirit. Or literally, you're praying with the Spirit in the language that God gave to you. See, every man has been given the measure of faith. Romans chapter 12, verse 3. Every man has been given the measure of faith, the measure of faith for whatever, to believe that you have a language by which you and God can communicate, to believe that you have all answers to fulfill the will of God for your life while you're on this planet. Yeah, God's giving you the faith. It's just a matter of what are you doing with it. Uh-huh. I use my faith to get out of debt. And then once I got out of debt, I became somewhat complacent. And so God had to remind me of the vision that he gave me at least like 15, almost 20 years ago. He gave me a vision of what it is I'm supposed to be doing. I don't know if it, no, it wasn't necessarily 20 years ago. Yeah, it was over. Yep, sure was. 1997. So 2017 would have been 20 years. Wow, so 24 years. Going on February, I'll be born again, 25 years. Praise God. I like it. Okay, so Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. And what we got about, wow, 6 minutes. You know, I think I got to get this clock checked on this computer because that time seemed to go by really, really fast. So it says here in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. Then there's a period. So God creates the heaven, then he creates the earth. Okay, let's go to, let me read verse 16 really, really quick, because I'm going to reference it, and it'll probably be another program. But Genesis chapter 1, verse 16 says, and God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. The stars are translated in some translations have angels, heavenly host, and Lucifer is referred to as the son of the morning star, an angel of light. And the reason I wanted to bring that up is because we're talking about heaven, hell, and the lake of fire. Well, there comes a, I'll just read it because it's, okay, so Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, let's just read the scriptures. Go to Revelation. So God creates the heaven, which is his dwelling, his home, his dwelling. Well, it's headquarters for all humans, but that's where God dwells. God dwells in heaven. And then, and heaven is a planet. In Hebrews chapter 11, I think it talks about, I know it's in the book of Hebrews, but it talks about heaven as a planet. And so that's where God dwells. That's where all the angels, because when it comes, if you've ever heard the term of Jacob's ladder, in the book of Genesis when Jacob was sleeping, and then he set a stone up, and then he laid on the stone, and then he saw this ladder that was, it touched the earth, but then it also went up, and it connected heaven and earth. And he said he saw angels ascending and descending on that ladder, just like when Jesus, I believe it was in the Garden of Eden, no, excuse me, the Garden of Gethsemane, when it says the angels came and ministered to him. And it was just, they were just coming up and down these ladders. And so God creates the heaven, and then he creates the earth. And then there. I'm not saying that there's just one ladder, but I do know there's a reference to a ladder, to where the ladder connects heaven and earth. So the angels move up and down a ladder. Yeah. Okay. So go to Revelation chapter 12. And I used to say Revelations a lot until I actually read it one day and it said Revelation. It was a revelation of John. And then, so I'll read this part and then we will be done for this evening. So I can go get some sleep. You can continue sleeping. Now somewhere it's morning. Actually in Zimbabwe, it's a 7-hour difference. So 6:26. Okay. Revelation chapter 12, verse 7. And it says, and there was war in heaven. Remember, I thought we just read that God created the heaven and he created the earth. Singular. And it says here, and there was war in heaven. Huh. So God creates the heaven, he creates the earth, and then a war breaks out in heaven. Doesn't say anything about the earth, just says heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. And the dragon fought and his angels. And the sentence structure is a little bit different because basically Michael is fighting against this other angel who we're going to find out is Lucifer. So, and it says, and prevail, it says, the dragon fought and his angels and prevailed not. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world. He's a deceiver. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. So, we got 2 minutes. Okay, I just wanted to read that because war breaks out in heaven. And the individual who started the sedition gets kicked out. He loses. He tries to overthrow heaven, and he loses. So he gets kicked out. Now, next week, or probably maybe later this week, just depends, we're going to find out, number one, where he got kicked to, and we're going to find out his attitude when he got kicked out. Because the Bible says that he came down when he got kicked out. It says there was great wrath. And that word great wrath, that term great wrath, is translated 100% hate. Like there's no likeness of love in him for anything related to the earth. So just remember that, okay? But hey, with that being said, if you are not sure that when you leave this planet, if you're going to heaven, then the only other option you're going to have is hell, and then you'll be judged, and then you're going to the lake of fire. Well, I don't want that. So here's what I'm asking you to do. Just repeat this prayer after me. Heavenly Father, I realize that I was on my way to hell, then the lake of fire. Well, I don't want to go to hell. I don't want to wind up in a lake of fire. So today, I exchange my wrongdoings with what Jesus did, with Jesus' right doings. In other words, he died so that I could live. Well, I accept the exchange. I accept your offer. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hey, welcome to the family. Have a wonderful evening. We'll talk next time.